hundreds of schools across Indiana are waiting on handheld metal detectors to arrive. It's part of the state's plan to increase safety following school shootings across the country this year, including one in Noblesville. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, the new resources provide some legal challenges for districts.
As parents dropped their kids off at Bedford Middle School for the first day of classes this week, some say they have peace of mind. This year, the district hired 4 full-time resource officers for its schools, and one is stationed here. That makes Lacey Brazil feel less nervous as she says goodbye to her kids for the day.
It makes it a lot more safer and better.
It's one of several changes the district is making to double down on security in the wake of recent school shootings. Superintendent Gary Connor also requested 20 free handheld metal detectors from the state, which are scheduled to arrive later this month. The state is providing them free of charge to any district who asks for the wands.
There was a time when in our community that you could have unlocked doors and keep your doors open day and night. Times have changed, and sometimes we have to take those precautions, even though it may feel like it's a little difficult.
While Connor says the district is still ironing out the details, administrators will likely only use the metal detectors on students when they suspect they're carrying something that could be harmful.
I have asked legal counsel to go ahead and develop a policy protocol for us, and then working with school board and informing students and staff and then our community in general.
It's a challenging situation for schools. They're now having to expand their roles in ensuring student safety. The Monroe County Community School Corporation hosted a conversation about the metal detectors last week. Superintendent Judy DeMuth says she hasn't requested any yet, but the district could get up to 144.
At this point in time, the board wanted to hear from our community, and that's exactly what we're doing. And so we'll be looking at this information to make that determination.
Some parents voiced concerns that the metal detectors could alter the learning environment, which is something that also worries DeMuth.
When you talk about using a scanner, it's the same feeling as you were to get when you go into an airport or when you go into a county building. That sets a whole different atmosphere. And again, when we're dealing with children, we've got to be very careful if we make that decision.
People have challenged the use of similar metal detectors in schools in other states. That led the Indiana School Boards Association to provide districts with guidance as they look to craft their policies. The organization recommends schools use the wands if there's a reasonable suspicion that a student is carrying a weapon or for what's called an administrative search. Staff attorney Julie Slavin says those have to be random and can't single out specific groups.
We gave them an option to say, you know, they can scan them when they come into the school, and it might be every third child or every third student, or they could choose to, you know, do a random scan during the day.
And there's a long list of procedures that must be in place if a school goes that route. For example, the metal detector can't touch a student's body, and the person conducting the search must be the same sex as the student. In the court cases filed in other states, only police officers administered the metal detector scans. Slavin says that's not possible for many of Indiana's smaller rural districts.
I think it's important that the administrators are properly trained on it, similar to a police officer in that.
School districts still have some time to sort through all of these complicated legal issues before the first batch of metal detectors arrive. They'll have another chance to apply for them this fall. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.